Old Testament reading for today is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning, dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine, flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading for today is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to John 6, 22 to 35. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'You gave them bread from heaven to eat.' Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the gospel of the Lord.
The bread of life satisfies. Today's message is about hunger and thirst, something we can all relate to. I don't know about you, but my son-in-law's stomach growls a lot. After breakfast, he has his morning pot of coffee in his office. After lunch, he says he always feels the need to snack on something sweet. Then after dinner, he tends to munch on something salty. In the words of Mick Jagger, he might say, "I can't get no satisfaction." But it's not just food for the belly that you and I crave. We're always hungering, always thirsting, always craving for something more. Whether it's a nicer house, more vacation, better health, more security, or more awards and recognitions, we humans can't get no satisfaction. In our gospel reading today, crowds of people continued to follow Jesus. These are the same people who sat on the green grass and were miraculously fed from the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They had eaten as much as they wanted. There were even 12 baskets of leftovers. So why were they hounding Jesus again? It's because their hunger returned and they wanted more. When they caught up with Jesus, this is what he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw a sign, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Jesus is saying here that they missed the whole point of the miracle. Yes, Jesus had compassion on all those hungry people, and it pleased him to feed their bellies with food. But Jesus didn't come just to be a bread king, to keep giving them temporal, physical satisfaction. He came to give them a lasting satisfaction that comes by faith. He came to open the eyes of the giver of all good gifts. It appears the crowd were very excited about the gifts, but not much about the giver. Perhaps you can relate. As you seek after the goods of this life, whether it is the new menu at your favorite restaurant, a new pair of shoes, a new set of clothes for back to school, or a new vehicle, where does God figure into the picture? Do you focus on what you have to do to get these things? Do you see them as things you've earned and deserved? Maybe you think that you are entitled to the things you enjoy each day, or do you recognize that they are blessings from God? And if so, and if you do, what was the last time you thanked God for these gifts? In the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Give us this day our daily bread." What does this mean? Luther's Small Catechism explained, "God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving." How often are we like those crowds who did not receive the Lord's gifts with thanksgiving? When we focus on gifts and not the giver, we will never be fully satisfied. There's a story about a rich man who was disturbed to find a fisherman sitting lazily beside his boat. "Why aren't you out there fishing?" he asked. "Because I've caught enough fish for today," said the fisherman. Why don't you catch more fish than you need? The rich man asked. What would I do with them? You could earn more money, came the impatient reply. And buy a better boat so that you could go deeper and catch more fish. You could purchase nylon nets, catch even more fish, and make more money. Soon you'd have a fleet of boats and be a rich man like me. The fisherman asked, then what would I do? You can sit down and enjoy life, said the rich man. What do you think I'm doing now? The fisherman replied as he looked placidly out to the sea. Oh, to have that contentment. God has given us his Son so that we might be fully content and satisfied. He offers us food that will not perish or spoil, but a food that endures to eternal life. When the crowd heard Jesus say this, they wondered how they could get their hands on this superfood. What must we do to be doing the work of God? Jesus answered, this is the work of God, that you believe in him in whom he has sent. It's as simple as that. Believe in Jesus. They were starting to catch on, but they still didn't quite get it. They wanted to see Jesus do another miracle. They wanted to see manna come down from heaven like in the days of Moses. But Jesus is quick to say that it wasn't Moses who gave bread from heaven. He said, my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Impressed with that statement, they said, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus responded, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. You see, Jesus himself is the bread you and I need for complete satisfaction. Jesus is the one whom the Father has set his seal upon at his baptism by calling him his beloved Son. Shortly after his baptism, Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days by Satan. He was hungry. But he did not succumb to turning stones into bread. Instead, he quoted the scriptures that say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And Jesus would go on to die on the cross to pay for all the times you have been discontent, craving for more, and for all the times you've been ungrateful. You might recall that on the cross he cried out, I thirst. So the soldiers lifted a sponge soaked with sour wine to his lips. Taking that bitter drink, he said, it is finished, announcing that he had taken on the hunger and thirst of the whole world. Jesus died with an empty stomach so that you and I would be filled. But Jesus also rose back to life. He is imperishable. Paul says in Romans 6 that he has risen from the dead, never to die again. And so, believing in him, Christ Jesus promises you may have a life that is abundant, life that is eternal. That doesn't mean that you'll always be satisfied with everything in this life. You will still have a growling stomach from time to time. However, your desires will be shaped and met by the only one who can fully satisfy. May your hunger and thirst be for something much more than food and drink or health and wealth, but for Jesus, the bread of life. Amen.